Virgin in the Ice by Ellis Peters. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Sir Michael Horden as the narrator, Philip Maddock as Brother Cadvile, and Douglas Hodge as Hugh Barringer. Episode 4, The Wolf's Nest.
It is December, in the year of grace 1139, in an England torn by civil war and terrorized by outlaws. Ives Ugonin and Brother Elias have disappeared from the safety of Bromfield Priory into a night of freezing blizzard and mortal danger.
Get in here.
Get your hands off me.
You keep still, damn you. Ow! You little bastard.
Now, boy, what have you to say for yourself?
What do you want me to say, my lord?
Well, your name would be an excellent start.
Gian, my lord, from Witbank.
Witbank? Oh, yes, we know it well. A most generous village. So, Gian of Witbank, what were you doing alone in the hills before sunup?
I'd been out all night looking for a stray sheep. I was asleep in our old shelter till your voices woke me up. I came down the path to see what was making all that noise.
Yes, with a look on your face that said you were expecting someone else. A search party, perhaps?
No, my lord. We'd be searching for a shepherd boy.
The intelligent eyes, sharp as a cat's, stared down at Ives from the unreadable face with its massive lion's mane framing of hair and beard. The boy stared as doubtily back. They hadn't found Brother Elias, dreaming his tortured dreams in the shepherd's hut. And as long as Brother Elias was free, there was hope of a soul.
So, you're a shepherd, and a very pretty little shepherd, too, in good broadcloth that must have cost enough when it was new. Gunner, hand me that toy he wears at his belt. Let's see what our shepherds are sporting against the wolves this year.
Here, my lord.
Thank you. Well, well. So they favor silver and precious pebbles. Now, who are you? Chrisom. When I ask, wise men answer. Stand him up.
Come on.
Now.
My name is Ives Ugonin.
Are you son to Geoffrey Ugonin of Worcester, who died a few years back?
I am.
Oh, well, well. Geraint?
Sir?
Take our guest away and feed him. Let him warm himself by the fire. He's worth more than all the other plunder put together.
Cadvile's lonely journey following the outlaws' tracks had taken him along an ancient road, long disused. It climbed steeply to the summit of Key Hill, a bleak, blistering pinnacle of rock, starved earth, and treacherous, shivering moss. The hillside to Cadvile's left opened a fissure, so narrow and hidden that he would have missed it, but for the sound borne out on the thin, clear air. The valley within was deep and dark, and strong trees grew here, cleared of the shelter. The rough path continued its winding journey to the edge of the wood.
You, whole village?
Grazing for sheep and cattle, several small buildings, and a main hall with a tower. Almost a castle.
We've been looking for a small band, 30 men at the most.
The attacks must have been by raiding parties. They've got an army in there.
And an army needs a leader. There's intelligence behind these men. What have they built in? Stone?
Wood.
A wooden castle, walled round.
On three sides. They are right on the edge of the plateau. No need to guard the area, except from falcons.
And guards?
Lookouts on the wall. No guards at the main gate and none on the path through the wood.
They're so confident.
Oh, any approach would be seen in seconds once you were through the trees.
So there's no chance of a surprise attack?
There's no cover close to the wall. But you could bring a good-sized force to the edge of the wood and not be seen.
What would be the use?
Well, from the trees to the top of their stockade is just within a bow length.
Archers. I can use archers.
And they should be taken completely by surprise. It might give you enough time to cover the open ground. The snow's settled there, and it's flat and secure enough for a mounted charge, as far as I could see.
You shouldn't have taken such a risk. Oh. God knows it was worth it.
I hope so. Tomorrow we'll find out.
We? I thought you had done with arms, brother.
I believe Ives and Elias have fallen into the hands of those murderers. Whatever you say, I hold myself to account for it. Armed or unarmed, I'm coming with you to get them out.
Oh, very well. But keep yourself out of trouble. I don't want to have to answer to the abbot for the loss of his garden keeper.
Oh, who knows? He might well thank you for it.
Now, I've enough cavalry here, but we'll need foot soldiers and more bowmen. At first light tomorrow, we'll go into Ludlow. I'll order out every man they can muster on the king's business.
That's a pity we can't take them at first dawn, but that will do us this a day. See, the best plan would be to...
Cadwyl, this is not your task, my friend.
Your pardon. I forget myself, unregenerate as I am. But perhaps this is something more legitimate. These were in a shepherd's hut, near where we found the nun.
What made you look there?
What do you think of the weather that night? A freezing blizzard and a bed of snow and ice aren't likely settings for casual rape. It had to have happened somewhere more sheltered.
And these things are hers?
Only the habit. The cloak belongs to Brother Elias.
They were there together when the outlaws chanced on them.
It couldn't have been that straightforward. For one thing, that hut's a good way off the robber's path. And besides, these devils just leave their victims where they lie. And why was the sister's body taken out and thrown into the stream? Why was Elias found more than a mile away? And why was this clothing deliberately hidden?
Hidden?
Buried in the hay. No, Hugh, no. Whatever happened in that hut, I don't think these outlaws had any part in it.
Brother Cadwyl! Brother Cadwyl!
Oh, child, you're shivering. What are you doing out here?
I came to find you, but you were with the deputy sheriff. I've been waiting for you. I heard some of what you were saying.
Oh, how much did you hear?
You found Sister Hilaria's clothes.
Now, this is no place to talk. Come inside. Come on.
That's better. Sit down, child, and warm yourself. When did you last sleep? Can't you leave this matter to us? And beyond us, to God.
It was God who let her die. What was God doing when she was raped and murdered?
He was taking note of all and making a place for her by his side. Would you wish her back from there?
No. No, of course not, but...
I'll tell you again, you may not take the guilt for this deed unto yourself. This death is none of your doing.
Very well. But if I can't accept blame, I can at least demand vengeance.
That also belongs to God, as we are taught.
It is also a duty of my blood, as I was taught, and my dedication to duty is no less than yours. May I see her clothes? I should like to touch them.
Here.
Blood. You told me she wasn't wounded. Is this his blood? The man who killed her?
Yes, it is.
Well done, my friend, if you drew blood. I should have clawed his eyes out. But she was so gentle. May I keep this in my charge
until it's needed to confront the murderer.
Yes, do.
Thank you. Brother, I've been thinking about the things you said this morning. You were testing me, weren't you?
Oh, child.
Don't call me that. Oh, your pardon, a childish response.
My Lady Ermina, just a few days past, you were willing to risk your life and others besides to run off and marry the Lord Botwell. Today,
I declare my loyalty to an unknown stranger who's as likely to be an enemy as a friend. Or so you say.
Did he give you his name, this champion?
He's called Olivier de Bretagne. He was born in the Holy Land. His mother was Syrian and his father was a great English knight, a crusader. He took his father's faith and fought for the cross at Jerusalem. And whether you believe it or no, he is a good man.
Cadwyn, are you sure this is fitting?
My vows are quite secure, my friend. I go only as guide and comforter. Bandages and ointments for fresh wounds. I may well need all of these. God help us.
Good morning to you, Father Prior.
My son.
Cadwyn, are you ready?
Ready.
Mount up, then.
Leonard.
I shall pray that your work be light.
Amen to that.
Master Berenger.
Father.
May God's grace be on you and your cause.
Amen. Open the gate! Follow me!
Who's there?
Get up.
Oh, now what?
You're wanted. Come on!
Ah!
The village of the Lawless. Whoever rules in there, he's gathered his followers from two or three shires at the least.
England's torn in two and they feed from its wounds. There's good workmanship there, and good planning. This is no sure thing.
Will you give them formal call to surrender?
These men are murderers. I need give them nothing. Come on.
In silence, Hugh positioned his men just inside the crescent cover of the tree line. Gadfile prepared his bandages and his salves and his ointments and waited. When all was ready, there was a stillness. Hugh raised his arm.
Loose!
Men, or whatever you are, put up your swords and quit my gates, or the boy gets my knife. If you want him alive, then get back out of range, or I cut his throat now, and you can take him with you as carrion. Well?
I am the king's man here. Harm him, and I will be your death.
Well, king's man, take your rabble out of my sight, or you may have this piglet bled and ready for eating. Now, I say. Don't you understand me? Shall I show you? Here!
Ah! 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 Oh!
Withdraw!
So how badly did he harm the boy?
Enough to make his point, but that's all.
As you said, he's no fool. Whoever he is.
Oh, I know him. Alain Le Gaucher. He's a younger son of the Lacey clan. A bi-bloke. Born on the wrong side of the sheets. He served in France for a time.
Do you know anything else about him? A weakness or a fear? You know, something we could use against him.
No. Nothing.
Well, then it's deadlock.
So, boy, you're even more valuable than I thought.
Gaha!
Malone!
Get up here!
They'll not abandon me. Hugh Barringer won't give up. He'll find a way.
Your faith is touching.
He found this place, didn't he? He put a stop to your secret raids and your cowardly killing. Ah!
I need you alive. I don't necessarily need you undamaged. Hold your miserable tongue if you want to keep it.
Lord.
Stay here with him.
Lord.
Have your dagger ready. If they come out of hiding, any man of them, a blade at his throat will send them away.
Yes, sir.
And if they do persist, let them see some more blood.
Well?
Only a few injuries, can't be praised.
And at least we may count that as a blessing. If I could just get a single man in there, he may be able to snatch the boy and the monk and lead us free to attack. I've singled out some men from hill country.
Climbers.
Exactly. They're scouting round to the rear. There may be a way up to that tower.
They'll bring us up some food soon.
Will he make you stay up here with me all night?
Oh, I don't know, probably not. He treats us well.
Is that why you serve him?
Gives us food enough and a roof over our heads.
And in return you kill for him?
I don't kill. I've never killed.
I've seen what he's done.
Some of them like to kill. But we're not all the same.
Where did you all come from?
Different places. Some of us are serfs, run away. Some have always been outlaws. There's gentry too.
Gentry?
Yeah, sons who've fallen out with their fathers. Knights whose lands have been seized. It seems it's not only peasants who know what it's like to be poor.
And what about you?
I was a farmer. Couldn't pay the taxes. Then my lord's tax collector said I didn't have to pay in money. He tried to take my daughter.
And what happened?
I told you. I'd never killed. He lived. The penalty for attacking a tax collector is death. I had to leave the farm. I've been an outlaw ever since. Different bands, different places. Now I'm here. Where the devil's that food?
There's one place, my lord. At the rear eastward corner.
Climbable?
Just. But dangerous and very exposed. If they took it into their heads to look down... Yeah.
But you could get up to the base of the tower.
There's a good chance, yes, brother. Mm.
How much noise would you make?
Noise, sir?
This mountain air carries every sound. Could you make the climb in silence?
I don't think so. No, sir, definitely not.
Stay close. I might want to talk to you again.
Sir.
What do you think?
You know, perfectly well, I think. It's too much risk for far too little chance of success.
Oh, hell and damnation. The one night where a blizzard would work to our advantage, and then there's not a flake of snow in the sky.
Oh, about time. I'm freezing to death.
Some of us have been working.
Before dark, you were supposed to take over.
I'm taking over now. He left me any drink, Garen. Oh, what are you looking at?
Nothing.
And make sure it stays that way.
You, boy, come here.
Yes?
We're not all alike. Be careful. You understand?
Yes. Thank you.
Have you gone yet?
I've gone.
No. What did he say to you?
He told me to behave myself.
Yeah. Good advice. Just shut up and stay where I can see you, or I'll throw you down that cliff.
I wish you'd thought of that earlier, my friend. You would have saved me the climb.
The devil!
Hardly. We are not the first to think so. Now, come here, boy. Let me look at my prize.
You know, a single man could cross that plain unobserved if you went about it the right way.
Cadwal, you'd be seen and heard before you went 20 paces.
So what will you do?
What can I do? Wait and see what the morning brings. Until then, nothing.
Who are you? What do you want of me?
Quiet. They may not have heard us. Let us see if we can leave the way I came.
Leave? I thought you were going to kill me.
You talk very lightly of killing. If your guard hadn't drawn against me, he would still be breathing. I don't kill for sport. Now come with me.
He bolted that shut.
No, he only thought he did. I fixed the bolts. Now quiet. They're all in the main hall. Pray to your god that the door is closed.
My god?
Come. Watch your footing.
Right.
Can't hold your ale, eh, Garvey?
Wait till I get back, and I'll drink you here.
Oh.
Hey! Who the devil are you? It's the boy!
Back, quickly.
Get them, you infantry!
Help me with the ladder and the trapdoor.
Have they given up?
Yes. Gone back to their warmth and their food. Why not? They have us cornered. All they have to do is wait for us to freeze to death.
You don't seem very concerned about it. We're going to die.
Never leap for the worst. We have nothing else to aim for, my young friend. So, do you still think it's my intention to run you through, my lord Ives Hugonin?
No, of course not. But who are you? You're not one of Hugh Beringer's men.
That I'm not. To all else but you, I'm Robert, son to the woodsman who sheltered your sister for a time. But my true name is Olivier de Bretagne. I'm one of the newest and least of the esquires of your uncle, Sir Lawrence d'Angers.
Truly?
Truly. I've been searching for you and your sister.
She ran off. In the middle of the night. I don't know where she is.
Ah, but I do. She's safe and well in Bromfield Priory.
Oh, thank God.
Where you were too, I hear, until you took off on a quest of your own.
I couldn't help it. I had to go. Poor brother Elias. He's very sick. His mind's diseased. At least the outlaws didn't capture him. I wonder where he is now.
Take heart. Doesn't your god care for the sick in mind and see to it that the lost are found?
My god? You said that before.
Oh, mine too. Though I came to Christendom somewhat roundabout. It's a tale for another time. We'd best be thinking about getting safely out of here.
Yes.
They'll have a guard downstairs now. If we could only get them out of the tower.
Oh, but we can! I know how to do it.
Speak on.
Well, the only reason Hugh Beringer drew his men off was because the outlaw's leader threatened to kill me.
I know this.
Well, don't you see? There's no one holding a knife at my throat now, so there's no reason why they shouldn't attack.
My young lord, I salute your wisdom.
The only thing is, how can we let them know?
In the land of my birth, we would sound trumpets to call them to arms.
We don't have any trumpets.
Well, then, we must make something else serve our turn.
What the devil?
That's coming from the tower.
My lord, what's happening? Has any man broken cover, Sergeant?
No, sir.
Listen. Look, that's no general alarm. There's something wrong there.
Sergeant, ready the men. Placements as before. Bowmen right round the crescent. Three groups on foot, two mounted. Bring my horse.
Sir.
Whatever's happened,
We may be able to take advantage of it. Cadvile? Cadvile!
Acting almost without thought, Brother Cadvile had broken from the shelter of the trees. Halfway to the stockade, he dropped, full length, into an undulation in the rock, and cautiously raised his head. From the serrated crest of the wooden tower, a small figure was peering anxiously down.
Ives! Ives! Yes!
Come on! Tell them to come on! We hold the tower!
The Virgin in the Ice was written by Ellis Peters and dramatised for radio by Bert Cools. The narrator was Sir Michael Horden. Brother Cadvile was played by Philip Maddock, Hugh Beringer by Douglas Hodge, Leonard by Leonard Fenton, Olivier by Raad Rawi, Ermina by Maura Buffini, Ives by Dean Magri, Le Gaucher by Peter Laird, Grissom and the Outlaw by Steve Hodson, Guarin and the Soldier by Jonathan Adams, Garvey and the Sergeant by Jonathan Taffler. The music was by Peter Salem. The producer was Phil Clark.